This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Rima was talking up at the top of the program about brand loyalty, Starbucks in that instance, but there is another company in this economy that's banking on its brand and market penetration to keep it out of too terribly much trouble, Facebook by name. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said last week on The Hill that some, not a lot, but some of its users have been turned off by the Cambridge Analytica thing. Interestingly enough, though, Instagram, a company that Facebook bought in 2012, has largely managed to avoid the guilt by association. Sarah Fryer covers technology from Bloomberg, including most recently about whether Instagram might be able to save Facebook from its latest crisis. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So look, if I went out on the street and I stopped, let's say, 10 people, 10 social media users, how many of them do you think know that Instagram is owned by Facebook?
Oh, maybe just a handful. It's not quite a secret because Facebook does promote Instagram as a property in conversations where it's very convenient for them, like in conversations with advertisers. But for consumers, it really benefits Instagram to have this very separate brand.
So let's dig into that a little bit. When Mark Zuckerberg spent $700-something million to buy Instagram a number of years ago, Instagram, by its founder's own admission, was not a very sophisticated company, right? They were just kind of winging this whole growth thing. And then Zuckerberg came in and basically said, do it the Facebook way and grow, baby, grow, right?
Right. Basically, what makes Facebook tick, the reason that Facebook has more than 2 billion users, is because they have this growth team that is just obsessed about getting things in the hands of people who don't have Facebook yet and making sure that they spend more and more time on the site, as much time as possible. And that's really what Facebook is driven by. And Instagram definitely benefited from some of that. But, you know, I also want to mention how different the product is. Mm-hmm. There's no share button on Instagram.
Right.
There's no way to really go viral there in the same way that you can on Facebook. So a lot of the problems that Facebook's seen in its growth, Instagram has been able to avoid, kind of like the version two of Facebook.
Yeah, I don't want to make it sound all sunshine and light, but Instagram has been able to, I guess, isolate itself from a lot of the more malign things that have contaminated Facebook. Is that a fair way to put it?
I think, you know, I say in the story, you know, they have their problems. There's some unsavory content, but it's a footnote in the conversation about Facebook's faults. Facebook is just much more what people use to talk about politics, whereas for Instagram, it's much more about culture. And I think that Instagram has been able to kind of stay in the background.
Do you think it's possible that Instagram winds up being the reputational savior for Facebook at some point?
I think that people are starting to recognize the fact that Instagram is part of Facebook. And one of the things that happened in testimony last week with Mark Zuckerberg was that the executive was asked, you know, what is the private sector alternative to Facebook? Is there a private sector alternative to Facebook? And then a follow-up question from Senator Lindsey Graham was, why did you buy Instagram? And Zuckerberg's answer was, well, they're really great app developers, which, of course, is not the reason that Facebook bought Instagram. I hope that my story helps people understand that these are one and the same, and that the data that you share on Instagram is then in turn used to target you with ads on Facebook and vice versa. I do hope that consumers understand that these are products owned by the same company.
Sarah Fryer covers technology for Bloomberg. Sarah, thanks a bunch.
Thank you for having me.